Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Get to the Point podcast. This is your host, Leslie Ann Quillen, certified personal trainer and fat loss nutrition coach and creator of Real Fitness Training. So excited because on the podcast today, I have another guest. This is part two in our ownership series. In part one, I had Coach Kelly on talking about a couple themes of ownership. And then today I have Coach Jen. So if you're new to Real Fitness or you're new to the podcast, I would like you guys to meet Coach Jen. Jen, if you could tell us a little bit about you and what you do and where you are, and then we'll kick off today's episode.
Awesome. Thanks. I am Coach Jen, and I am a coach and trainer for Real Fitness Training. I have been since 2016. I am a personal trainer. I'm a CrossFit coach, and I also teach group fitness classes, and I have been in the industry, this is crazy, since 2009. Like every time I say that, I'm like, holy cow. So I've been doing this a while, helping clients, helping classes reach their goals. Currently live in Northern Virginia. That's where I call home with my husband and my fur child, Beau, who is snoring over on the other side of my computer right now. That's me. That's what I do. And I'm excited to be here and talk about what I'm doing with this new small group that I've been working with.
Yeah. So you're actually the inspiration for this whole series. And you were the one to put your finger on the word that I could not find, which is ownership. We were talking a couple months ago, I guess it's been, back mm-hmm. when we were doing Winter Fat Loss Lifestyle School, and we were creating new content. We completely rewrote the program, made the videos shorter. Just updated everything. It just needed to be updated. And as we were working on the last video, I was like, Jen, like, what is this? What's the thing we want to send them out with? Like, what's the theme? And I couldn't figure it out. And Jen was like, it's ownership. It's getting them to understand that they need to take ownership of their long-term results. And so that word just kind of keeps following us around and it keeps popping up, and it's a good word. And I think ultimately this series is going to empower all the clients that we work with and help them kind of take charge of some of these things that they thought they needed a coach for, or they needed someone else to do for them, realizing that they have all the tools themselves, I think is kind of empowering. And it's like a next level that you get to when you're going through this process and living this lifestyle. So tell us a little bit about what ownership means to you, like how you define it. And then how did you get this idea to do the small group mentorship? Where did that come from?
Oh yeah. So the ownership idea really just stemmed from one of our core values as a company. And that is, when our clients leave us, we want them to be empowered and equipped with everything that they need to be successful in the long term. And what I have seen over the years of doing these old things we used to do called refresh sessions and working with repeat clients is that the issue wasn't that they needed more information or that they needed a level two or the next thing or anything like that. All they needed was to understand and realize, like, no, everything that you actually need, you already have from doing the program. And a lot of times the quote unquote issue, I hate to call it that, but the thing that caused people to fall off track a little bit was it wasn't something else that they needed to learn, or it wasn't some hack that they needed. It was literally just, you know, things like consistency and doing the thing over and over again and not skipping out on parts of the program that they thought that they didn't need or shouldn't do, but in reality, like, were foundational to their results in the long term. So that's where it came from. And it was just this idea of, hey, if this is our goal for our clients, what does that look like? And how do we turn them loose and help them achieve that?
Yeah. Because what we found, you heard Jen mention a program we used to run called a refresh session. And those were created during lockdown, during the pandemic, because we had a lot of clients who all of a sudden, like, they'd worked with us a few years ago or a few months ago, and now they were faced with this crazy new scenario where they were working from home, their kids were home, and like their nutrition and their workouts were going crazy because their gym was closed. So we launched these 2-week mini sessions as a way to just like touch base with them, get them back on course. And, you know, we thought 2 weeks would be sufficient. And what we found was that people bought multiple refresh sessions. Like, they kept coming back, which told us as coaches, they need more time with us, with this mindset training, with this kind of next level stuff. Because like you said, they didn't really need to learn anything else in terms of like what to eat or how to exercise or, you know, how to incorporate daily walks. Like, we gave them all of that. It was that like next level mindset stuff that was missing. And we got rid of the refresh sessions. We could have kept running those until the cows came home. They sold out. They were wildly popular, but we just found that they weren't getting our clients where we wanted them to be or where they even wanted to be. So this new 6-week small group mentorship, Jen, how is it different than like Fat Loss Lifestyle School, or how is it different than the refresh sessions for anybody that's like, oh, that sounds interesting, I might want to do that. What does that look like?
It is different from anything we've ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some similarities in the sense that we have the same format, we have the same small coaching group, and we have, you know, daily check-ins each day and coach access. So there's a lot of things that are the same, which in my mind may never change for some of these programs because they're
Works.
Yeah, it works and it's fundamental. But I'd say the biggest change is in the last Fat Loss Lifestyle School that we ran as a company, we extended it by a couple weeks, and it was perfect in the amount of time that people had. And I think that extended period allowed people, you know, in the beginning they're implementing the changes and their nutrition and all this stuff, but then in the end they were missing some of these core pieces because it was a little bit rushed, or, you know, they got short on time, or they felt like they already knew that they were doing the thing and didn't need that. And so one, the biggest difference is the longer time. And so these clients that I'm working with in my small group, we're on week 4 out of 6. And what's crazy is what we thought they needed 2 weeks, but in reality, like, it's week 4 and they're still having light bulb moments. They're still like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm just now like connecting the dots with this. And so that's the biggest change. And I don't know about you, but it's been blowing my mind that this is like literally what people needed was just a couple extra weeks and a little bit more space.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the world pre and post COVID, totally different for our clients, and people's bandwidth shrunk for this stuff because they had to take on so many other things and life got more hectic, more hurried, more stressful. And we just really needed to slow things down for people and simplify, strip down even more. And it, like Jen said, like, it was amazing how much it helped with like the percentage of people completing the program went way up.
Yeah.
The percentage of people like, you know, still checking in week 6 went up. The results got way better, like the physical results, the fat loss results. And, you know, more people went on to join Stronger Together. So it was just like wins all around by working with you guys longer. So making it 6 weeks. And then how many people are you working with right now? Because that's different too. With Fat Loss Lifestyle School, we still keep it small. Like, we cap our coaching groups around 25 people per coach. And then I'm in there too, but you're working with even fewer people right now.
Yeah. And that's the other piece that is dramatically different is the number of clients. And so it's 12. That was the original cap that we put on, and we let one extra person sneak in. So we went up to 13, but I think having a smaller group for both for me and for them post Fat Loss Lifestyle School, it creates a lot of things. It creates more like community and relationships between them. But it also allows me to have a greater like understanding of each individual person and their circumstances. Yeah. And they're sending me like check-ins and measurements even to me every single week, which, it made a few people uncomfortable in the beginning, but everybody has commented that that has been a crucial piece. And I hate to say the word, it is a little bit of accountability, but more importantly, it's helping me to be more accountable to them, because I can now get eyes on their progress and be like, all right, well, what happened with this? Or what do we think was the cause? And because it's a smaller group, I can dig in just a little bit deeper with them and help them on a more individual basis, which has been really cool.
Exactly. And I got an interesting question the other day via email. You didn't know that we were going to talk about this, but I'm going to throw it at you because it applies to this. Somebody who had gone through the program years ago said that she didn't feel like there was enough one-on-one coaching. And I'll tell you my initial thought on that, and then you can tell me yours. My initial thought is that this isn't a one-on-one program. It's a group coaching program. When you do Fat Loss Lifestyle School, it's very clearly billed and described as a group coaching program. But you and I, we have both done a lot of one-on-one coaching. We've worked with higher level coaches for specific goals that we had, especially back when we were Les Mills trainers. I don't know about you, but the level of access and the responsiveness and the level of education and just the engagement that our clients have with us in Fat Loss Lifestyle School far and away surpasses anything I ever had with my one-on-one coach, who was very expensive and was very good, worth every penny, would still work with him and probably will at some point. But I mean, I think this is a misconception that people think like, well, if I hire a one-on-one coach, I'll get even more access. Like they can essentially follow me around all day and like smack bad food out of my hands. Like that's not what having a one-on-one coach is. I actually feel like one-on-one coaching is for people who are more advanced with fitness and nutrition. When you're just at the beginning stages, you're probably better off in a group setting like what we run.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, hearing you talk through all that in my mind, I'm going, man, I don't enjoy one-on-one coaching.
It's really hard from a coach's perspective too. Yeah.
It's hard because you have all of these, it just feels random and it feels sporadic and you have all these people, but when you're in a small group, either our group of 25 or the group of 12, I think what it comes down to is the systems that we have in place that helps keep people organized and everything's happening at the same time. Where if you have one-on-one clients, like you might have one person who's in week one and you might have somebody who's in week eight. And it's like, it's very difficult to juggle all of that. But I think for our like clients and our business, it just makes so much more sense to do these smaller groups. And I'll have to ask my group how they feel about, you know, small group versus one-on-one, because I don't know if maybe some of them have done that before. Mm-hmm. But I've got a feeling of what their response is going to be, because I've seen the interactions and I've seen the results that they're getting, and it just it's way better than one-on-one coaching.
And it kind of reminds me of like how we explain the difference in the fitness industry between personal training and group fitness classes. When someone's a beginner and they first join the gym, it's actually a much better avenue to send them down to get them into group fitness classes than to steer them into one-on-one personal training. From someone who's like new to fitness, who needs to like get their feet wet in the gym and not be intimidated and have a positive experience with fitness, I would way rather people go to group fitness and do personal training later. Like once they've established that exercise is now part of my life and I enjoy coming here and I like this gym and now I'm ready to take it to the next level. I think people kind of have that backwards. Like everyone thinks they need one-on-one coaching, but most people, to me, one-on-one's like, here's your macros, here's your training plan, go do and check in with me in a week or two. That's what one-on-one coaching is, honestly, with most trainers. Yep. You're not getting anything other than that.
Right. And that's been my experience too with people that I've hired in the past. I would totally agree with that. And that's why I say, like, because of the systems we have in place and the education model that we use, like it's just a completely different ball game.
Yeah. And I like having that like structure and you know what your goal is for each week and here's what we're focusing on now and here's what we're focusing on now. Like you said, with one-on-one coaching, it's random. It's, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to it. So I would love to know what some of your big takeaways have been under this theme of ownership with this small group that you've now been working with for four, maybe almost 5 weeks. What are some of the key things that have come up?
I would say the biggest thing, and it came up in our halfway point call last week, and that is folks who somehow got into their mind, their thought process that the program that we're giving them, the meal template that we use, you know, the training, that somehow those things were optional. And somehow we
This part, I'm just gonna skip it.
and the best way I can sort of describe what I mean is somebody had a light bulb moment last week where they said, oh, now, because I talked them through the science behind, here's why we give you the template. Here's why we've told you to have this many meals per day. Here's why we've told you like these things. Here's why you're experiencing what you are. Here's why your energy is low. Here's why, you know, you're not quite getting the results that you want. And this client said, holy cow, like I never made this connection before. And I thought, well, you know, if I'm already in a caloric deficit, then I should just, you know, if I skip a meal, a bigger deficit's a better one. Or if I'm already a little bit lower on carbs than I normally eat, maybe I'll just eat even less carbs.
Right.
And it was that light bulb moment of, oh, now I understand why you're telling me to eat what you're telling me to eat and why it's not optional or it's not a
Suggestion.
suggestion. Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. And the same thing is popping up in the 7-day challenge that I'm overseeing right now, where we've given clients this recipe collection of specially formulated meals. They happen to be salads this week, with a specific amount of protein, a specific amount of carbs, a specific amount of fat. And I didn't put those together at random. There's not really anything there that's extra or doesn't have a purpose. And to see people just kind of like, I just ate a bowl of lettuce with some dressing on it, or I swapped out this for this because I don't like that, and I added this and that. Like, well, you have to follow the formula. It's
Right.
created for a reason, and there's a science behind this stuff. And what I think a lot of them are starting to get is like, oh, so just eating less or eating quote unquote healthy doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get leaner and result in fat loss. Got it. Yeah, it's not a suggestion. It's you got to follow the science.
Yeah. Yeah, and another light bulb moment was another client who's super active but has felt chronically tired and it came back to the fact that she was like slashing things off of the template. And I'm like, hey, how about we stop doing that and see how you feel? And in just a couple of days, she was feeling an improvement. So it's, yeah. And I think, like, I can't fault people for that because it comes from this whole thing that we were always told, like, exercise more and eat less. And it just keeps coming back. And I'm like, can it just die now? Like, can it just go away?
It is buried deep in our brains, and it
Yes.
takes a long time to rewire it and get rid of it. It is possible. You know, we've made it to the other side. We know plenty of people that have, but it takes some effort, and it takes constantly watching yourself and checking yourself and stopping that like race to the bottom mentality where like, let's eat as little as possible because that'll get
Right.
me better results. No,
Right.
it won't, because your body is way smarter than you, and it's going to push you back twice as hard when you pull that crap.
100%.
Yeah. What was the other? You said there were kind of two main things. There was the idea of, you know, it's not a suggestion. You got to follow the formulas that we outlined for you for a reason. What was the other thing that's been like the biggest takeaway from the 6-week group so
The
far?
other piece is actually the topic we were talking about today in the group, which is sort of expectation management around progress and results. And I can see why this happens. People get so excited about their goals, they're doing the things they want to see results, but what often happens is people create these arbitrary things like, well, I should be losing 5 pounds this week, or I should be, you know, dropping this percentage of body fat in this amount of time. And I think what we end up doing as trainers over and over again is reminding people that body composition change is slow. That's not just losing fat, that's also things like building muscle, learning how to do new skills in the gym. For an example, one of the things that came up on our last Stronger Together call was pull-ups. It took me years, years to be like somewhat proficient, and I'm still not even good at pull-ups, but to be able to do pull-ups, right? Like when you're changing what your body looks like and does and is capable of, like that change takes months and years. And so when I hear someone say, oh, I only lost 1 pound this week, I want to pound my head against the wall, because it's like, that is actually exactly the amount of body fat that we want you to lose in 1 week. So
good job.
Exactly. Like you should be ecstatic and jumping up and down and cheering for yourself because you lost a pound. And that is exact, like 1 to 2 pounds per week is a great target. That's exactly what we want to see for fat loss results. So a big part of this is taking ownership of these arbitrary expectations that people are putting on themselves, on yourself, if you're listening, and saying, you know what, like a pound, like I lost a pound, like that's a big deal.
Yeah. Take only, just chop it out. You didn't only lose a pound. You lost a pound. Clap for yourself and let's keep going. That's all there is. It's interesting to me too, how this I only thing pops up in kind of both ends of the spectrum. So we work with clients who are, some of them are already quite lean, very athletic, very active. A lot of them are fitness professionals. They found us maybe through Les Mills or through CrossFit or whatever. So really with them, we're just kind of fine tuning and they don't really have that much body fat to lose. They're just kind of doing that, you know, final little bit of tweaking to get where they want to go. But even they still get in this mindset that they have like all this weight to lose and it's going to happen really fast. And they just don't want to hear that losing a half an inch on your waist in a week is insanely amazing, and clap for yourself for that. And then on the other end of the spectrum, people who are maybe just starting out, have further to go to their goal. Maybe they're new to exercise, have more pounds to lose. Similarly, they think this needs to be like a lightning fast process. Like they should just be, well, I have all this weight to lose. Like I should be dropping 5 pounds every week, all, you know, till I get to my goal. And it's just, it doesn't work like that for anyone, not people who are already fit and lean, and not for people who are overweight, who have further to go to their goal. Like this is just the human body. And the sooner you accept that, you will be so much happier. Just own your results. And it takes as long as it takes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think another end of the spectrum too, well, I only did this or I only did that. It applies in your the gym and like the weights that you're lifting and things like totally. That. So I'll get an athlete where I'm coaching and, you know, let's say the prescription for the workout was chest to bar pull-ups, which is you have to pull your chest all the way to the bar instead of just your chin. And, you know, this athlete might be new and I've got them doing ring rows for that day instead of the chest to bar pull-ups, and they get a great time. They had a great workout. I give them a high five and they say, oh yeah, but I only did ring rows. No. Like get that only out of your vocabulary. Because the ring rows are the level that you're currently at. And yep. That was a huge win for you. And you got a great workout. So like, there is no only, there is only like, you crushed it today, you know?
Mm-hmm. And the ring rows are part of the progression to get to the chest to bar. Like it's part of the path to get you where you want to go. Just like only losing a pound is on the path to losing 50 pounds. It's just, it is what it is. It's slow. Yeah. And that sucks. And I'm sorry, but got to own it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're not done saying this word ownership. Like you're going to get real sick of us saying ownership because we're not done. Like it might be our 2023 word of the year. I think we should just get tank tops that say ownership. Maybe you think those would sell well? I don't know.
I like it.
New swag ownership. That's it. That's all it says.
Yeah. That is it.
That's it. All it is. Yeah. So we have one more podcast left in this series. Episode 3 is going to be with Coach Chrissy, and she's going to be especially talking about ownership for our clients who are mothers, because that's kind of her niche, her area of specialty. Jen kind of focuses more with our clients who are athletes, even if it's just weekend warriors. They're not, you know, actual athletes, but they're very fit, very athletic, active people, fitness instructors, especially. That's kind of Jen's sweet spot in her niche. But any lasting, you know, final words you want to say on this topic of ownership for anybody listening right now?
I did. And it is not related to wrapping things up. It's actually related to, it popped back into my head about the last thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
The realistic expectations about results. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I said to my group, and I've said this to groups before, but it always seems to like make people's brains melt inside their head when I say a lean, healthy female body is about 18 to 20% body fat, like give or take. And there are people who are in that range of body fat and think that they have a significant amount of body fat to lose. And like, I cannot tell you enough times that that is false, that is fake news, that is wrong. Because if you're in that range, you are already a lean and healthy percentage of body fat. And so for you to go below that, one, we don't recommend it. But two, if you want to, for whatever reason, you're going to have a really hard time staying there because that is an amount of leanness that requires a lot more precision and tracking and coaching than even what we do. And so, like, people hear that and they're like, what? I'm 18% body fat. You're
I'm
telling me that
there.
I'm already there? Like, yeah, you are.
Enjoy your life.
Exactly.
You
Like,
made it.
you're already there. Why are you here to lose a bunch of body fat? Like, there is not a lot for you to lose.
I mean, you can't lose 5 pounds unless we take off like an organ or something. Like, it's
Yeah.
just, there's no more body fat left to go unless you start dipping into like your essential body fat as a
Yeah.
female, in which case, like, you're gonna start dealing with fertility issues. You're gonna lose your period. You're gonna start jacking up your hormones, and you don't want to go there. And even, I mean, the only people who get that lean are like fitness models and bikini competitors, and they don't stay there year round.
Yeah,
They
they
get
stay there for a day.
day,
One day.
day. If they have a good coach that then reverse diets them back out, gets their calories back up, they put 10 to 15 pounds back on, and that's where they live during the year. Guess what? Their body fat's probably in the 18 to 20% range. And they're fitness models, bikini models. Okay. They don't even walk around year round with an 8-pack with all their veins and muscles popping out. And to think that that is realistic is just gross and unhealthy and like distorted.
Yeah, so that's another, that's the final like expectation management piece that I wanted to touch on because it always like blows people's minds when when I tell them that and they're like, oh wait, what? Like no. 18 to 20%, you're like you're golden.
I don't know about you, but like, I wish someone would have told me that sooner because there were,
Yes.
I mean, I'm 6 months pregnant right now. Obviously, I'm not 18, 20% body fat, but that's kind of generally where I hang out. And when I have been there in the past, especially back, you know, in my trainer days, there was always like, must be leaner, must be leaner. Man, I really want to be 16%. What if I could be 15%? Because when I was 16%, it wasn't enough. I wanted to be 15. And like you said, like, you can't live there. You can't maintain it. It just, your body doesn't want to live there, and it pushes you right back. It pushes your appetite, your cravings, your energy goes down because your body just doesn't want to live at that degree of leanness. You're just not wired for it. Yeah, it's crazy. So that is an awesome exclamation mark to the end of this episode, Jen, because
Exclamation.
yes. Where can people find you if they want to connect with you on social media? What's your handle on IG?
Yeah, my handle is at Jen with two N's, Jenn underscore Lucas, Lucas underscore. So at
Underscore.
Jen with two N's underscore Lucas underscore
Yeah.
is
And if
my
for some reason you
Instagram.
can't find that, find Real Fitness Training. We tag her all the time. She's tagged in our photos. We'll connect you with Jen if we're easier to find than her. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening today, guys. We'll have episode 3 out next with Coach Chrissy. And we hope you guys are loving this series as much as we are and getting a lot out of it. We'd love to hear from you. If this episode series is helping you out and it's what you needed to hear, drop us a message, hit Jen up on Instagram, hit me up on Instagram, and let us know what you thought about today's episode. Even better, share it on social media, share it with your friends and family. We would love that. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys on the next one. If you're listening to today's episode in real time, our next 6-week online fat loss program starts soon. Monday, April 10th, 6 weeks of Fat Loss Lifestyle School begins, and we won't be running the program again until the fall. So this is your last chance to work with us for quite a long time. If you want all the details and you want to get signed up, head over to realfitnesstraining.com and click Get Started. You'll see the drop-down box for Fat Loss Lifestyle School. If you have any questions, you can always reach out at leslieann@realfitnesstraining.com. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to see you in Fat Loss Lifestyle School.